Maybe I can just say that for the record here, and as people listen to this, that in 1993, the 1 cent sales tax went to build a new ballpark, indoor sports arena and canal, develop the North Canadian River, and renovate the Myriad Convention Center, the Civic Center, Music Hall, and buildings at the State Fairgrounds. Does that say it?
That says it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That had to pass council approval.
Yes.
So how did that go?
You see, the vote was in December of 93, so sometime in mid-92, so a year and a half ahead, I put together a committee consisting of myself, the city manager, the county treasurer, the chairman of the county board of commissioners, Oklahoma County, the Oklahoma City Chamber president, and Oklahoma City Chamber paid exec. Well, it'd be actually the chairman who's the non-paid, and then the president who's paid, and then two at-large members. We started a study group, and the Chamber of Commerce, through their budget and not the city budget, because I wanted this to be not open meetings. There was not a big enough group with any constituents. It was just me from the council, so that didn't violate any open meetings laws. Oklahoma City Chamber funded the money to bring in basically a consultant, that was Rick Harrell out of Florida, to help us kind of decide how we wanted to try to put this together and also be a little bit of a spokesman as we got toward the end of the project. My thinking was this would be a countywide tax because that's a lot bigger base and we could raise a lot more money in a shorter period of time. It didn't take me too long to figure out that having joint ownership of facilities between two government entities is not going to work. I'm not a good sharer of power, you might say. So, and they understood. I politely said that you guys aren't needed anymore, and so we pared it down. The county didn't participate anymore. We continued to meet and work through these projects and kept it pretty quiet. In fact, kept it real quiet. I didn't want to read or hear about any of our brainstorming, any of our crazy ideas until I was ready. And so that was the reason I didn't want to get it into a public venue. After about a year or so, probably in the spring of 93, about 6-8 months prior to the election, I then asked for a council committee. I put together a committee, selected the members off the council, selected the chairman of one that I knew was not in favor of it. I thought this would be the best way to get her in favor of it, is make her chairman that way. It's harder to really be against something if you're the chairman, as opposed to if you're not the chairman, you can sit and throw little barbs all you want, but being the chairman, you have to be a little more focused, what I found. Anyway, we did that. By that time, we had kind of put together the list of potential projects, and they numbered more than what we ended up with because we didn't have enough money. During that initial time behind closed doors, Frankfurt Short & Bruza, which was an engineering firm here in town, had volunteered their services to help us guesstimate, and that's really what it was, guesstimate how much money we need for these various pieces. So we kind of had an idea of how much a new ballpark had cost and how much renovation. And we'd done some study. The city had done a study on the convention facility. And that was because we wanted to know, why can't we get any downtown hotels in Oklahoma City? The answer was because you don't have a convention facility to support them. So it was kind of the chicken and the egg. So we knew we had to go do something with the convention facility. City did commission a study by Coopers and Lybrand out of Dallas, and they determined that we needed to do one of three things. So we had those in the pieces. Then I had talked to commissioner of the AAA Baseball League, which was the 89ers at the time, and not just our stadium, but stadiums all over the country had 5 years to upgrade their facilities. And if they didn't upgrade them, then they would lose their franchise. Well, our facility had been built in 58 or 59, and it didn't even meet our own code, much less the code of the baseball. So we knew that we had to build a new facility. We didn't have any choice, or we was going to lose our team. I took all of those pieces, gave it to the council committee with some options on how they could maybe fund it. I said, this could be a sales tax. It could be a bond issue. In other words, I gave them some options. Well, let's have some public discussion. They had a number of meetings where the public could come and voice their opinion, and it still wasn't widely understood by the public. But I knew that the only way that it would ever get passed by the public is that we had to be unified on the council. So we worked until I made sure that the council vote would be 9-0. They couldn't have one negative vote. Even though we didn't have any planned opposition, you can probably figure about 40% of the voting public is a no vote. So you're really fighting for that other 10% of vote. You don't want to give them any more ammunition. And so we did come out with a program set on the ballot and so forth. That's a 9-0 vote.
So was that a struggle? How long a period of time?
It was probably four months, five months, something like that. Because we had to put it on the ballot, I think, in October, then the ballot was December. Once we knew we were going to do this in the summer, then the chamber headed up the fundraising because that's something the city can't do. I went out and helped on the fundraising. I can do that, but city employees can't do it. But since I'm elected official, sure, I can go out and help do that, and I did that. We had Speaker Bureau and, you know, all the things that you'd do, all the campaign material. It wouldn't have passed without the support of the chamber and the newspaper and all of that. It was a tough vote as it was. But I tried to really work with the council as we were coming through this process, make sure they understood what we were trying to do, and make sure they had their input and the projects that they liked. They knew we had to do something to the city, too. They knew the city was in trouble.